Get ready for the next Supreme Court nomination fight. Senate Republicans say they'll take up President Trump's nominee to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy before the midterm elections this fall. Kennedy was the swing vote on the court in many important cases, so President Trump's nominee has the potential to change the court for decades to come. Joining us now is Richard Lazarus, a professor at Harvard Law School. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be talking to you.
Were you surprised by Justice Kennedy's decision to retire?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, everyone's been wondering for a long time this term whether he would retire. The rumors were rampant a year ago that he would retire. And the rumors were no less prominent the past several months as well. Nonetheless, I was surprised. I still wasn't expecting it, perhaps because it was such a momentous thing to happen. So I was surprised, even though perhaps I shouldn't have been.
Well, and people have been talking about Justice Kennedy as the swing vote on the Supreme Court, and he has been in many, many cases the deciding factor on both sides. How do you think he shaped the court and the nation's laws?
Yeah, he shaped the court in really significant ways. What made Justice Kennedy so interesting is almost from the moment he joined the court in February 1988, he was sort of the decisive vote. That became even more so once Justice O'Connor left the court in 2005, and he was on the court for 30 years. It was a time when the court was sharply divided on a lot of hot-button, high-profile issues, and he was the justice in the middle. But what was interesting, what really made him interesting, is because he was in the middle, he had the controlling vote. What made him so powerful was he was the deciding vote, and then, while he was the swing justice, he always had a tendency to swing for the fences. So he wrote very powerful, far-reaching opinions. So at the same time he was in the middle, he wasn't moderate in the sense that he wrote sort of narrow opinions. He wrote big opinions in big cases. And then he did it in all different kinds of directions, in some ways that liberals loved, in other ways they hated, in some ways that conservatives loved, in other ways that they really deplored. So he was just a big voice with a grand vision of the law. And not unwilling at all to overrule Congress or to overrule states and say what they were doing was unconstitutional. So he was a real activist, whether he did in a liberal direction or a conservative direction.
And I know that you're very close with the Chief Justice on the court, John Roberts. Do you think that he is likely to become the swing vote on the court with Kennedy's retirement?
Well, there's no question that the Chief Justice is now, with Kennedy's departure, he is the center justice, the way that Justice Kennedy has been, certainly since Justice O'Connor left the court. But that's not the same thing. It means the center is shifted. I mean, the Chief Justice does not vote always the same way as Kennedy in these big cases. If you look at their jurisprudence across the board, they agree a lot in a lot of cases. I think this term they probably almost agreed on close to 90 to 100% of the time. But in those cases like the gay marriage case, those kinds of cases, when Kennedy went more to the liberal side, which he did sometimes, that's likely to be different than the Chief Justice, with this caveat. The Chief Justice, unlike Kennedy, does pride himself on being an incrementalist and being more of a minimalist. So what may happen is, while the court may still become more conservative, the opinions may be more narrow.
Do you think it's likely, a lot of people are wondering this today, that if President Trump picks a conservative, which he's likely to do, to fill Kennedy's seat, that some of the landmark cases like same-sex marriage, like Roe versus Wade, will end up being overturned?
I think there's no question there's a risk that some of Justice Kennedy's sort of sweeping opinions that went in a liberal direction may be revisited. I would be surprised if they would revisit the gay marriage case so quickly, something which happened so fast, so recently. Roe v. Wade, I think that's a different question. That certainly had a bullseye on it for several decades since it was decided in the early 1970s. The president has made quite clear that he would nominate someone on the court who was ready to overrule Roe v. Wade. So Roe v. Wade, I think, is very much at risk.
You've been writing about Kennedy's retirement, and you point out that he wouldn't even have been on the court if it hadn't been for the fact that the first pick from President Reagan in that case, conservative Robert Bork, had been confirmed, which he was not. So it shows you the importance of each Supreme Court justice. What are your thoughts on who the next justice should be?
Well, I would hope it's a justice that's more reflective of the nation, and that is a nation which is, you know, sharply divided on these issues. I'd very much like to see a justice more like Justice Kennedy, or more like the justice that Justice Kennedy replaced, and that was Lewis Powell, who was a moderate. Of course, the signs right now are not that that's the direction the President of the United States is likely to go. One big difference, though, when Kennedy got on the court, and he got on the court, as you mentioned, because the Senate rejected a very staunch conservative nominee to replace Lewis Powell, and that was Robert Bork. But that was a democratically controlled Senate. And so back then, in the 1980s, late 1980s, there was some check on the Senate on how far the president could go. By contrast, today, not only is there not a opposing party with control of the Senate, but no less importantly, the Senate recently rejected the filibuster rule
right.
as applied to Supreme Court nominees. So we will have a president who does not risk from doing bold and dramatic things be emboldened even more. And a president who's been reminded just this past week what a difference a justice can make. He won his immigration cases by a vote of 5-4.
Right.
With Neil Gorsuch on the court. If instead of Neil Gorsuch, that had been a Justice Merrick Garland, I don't think the President of the United States this week would have been able to boast of his tremendous victory. Undoubtedly, President Trump is thinking about just that right now.
That's Richard Lazarus, professor of law at Harvard University. Professor Lazarus, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jeremy. A pleasure always to speak with you.